How come you're already sweaty? You have been on the air for about 2 minutes, you know?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to see a show this?
Hello and welcome to Highly Questionable. This right here, senior writer, ESPN the magazine. She's got the cover story on Baker Mayfield that is making the rounds all around the network. Mina Kimes, what do you like on the show today?
This guy told me he woke up feeling dangerous. Be afraid.
Oh, no. Dale, papi.
Do the Patriots even need Gronk to come back?
This is the most fascinating team of our lifetime as they've kept things under shroud, and we don't understand exactly, with good, firm, analytical answers, how it is that they continue to reinvent themselves year after year without their quarterback aging the way other human beings age. Rob Gronkowski has kept that man healthy. He's helped him keep his numbers up in a place that Brady is a lot better when Gronk is out there than when he isn't. But he's lost a ton of weight. He hasn't been weightlifting, and you are at your own risk when you're judging the mind of Gronk. There's been a report, 40% chance that he comes back. Drew Rosenhaus says he wouldn't be shocked if he came back. And to me, the smartest solution is Belichick is reported to be welcoming of this. My guess is they could bring him back at any point for a few games, and Gronk would appreciate it at a prorated rate. He's got a lot of options because of his age.
So they do need him, or they need someone, because if you look at the Patriots roster right now, one of the few holes is at pass catcher. Behind 33-year-old Julian Edelman, there's some rookies and randos, and not a whole lot else. They need help. But it's an open question how much help Gronk would actually give them at this point, right? Because while our last memory of him is making that amazing catch in the Super Bowl, he did have a down season as a receiver. And my last memory of him is seeing him in the locker room after the Super Bowl, and he could barely walk, which is why I was kind of relieved when he retired early and rode off into the sunset without destroying all of his body. And while I'll cringe a little bit if he comes back, even if it helps the team.
You can make the argument that the Patriots win at the Kansas City Chiefs is the most impressive one they have during their entire run. That game was won because the Chiefs knew, Eric Berry knew, everyone knew where the ball was going. And Tom Brady just floated it up there, and Gronk was there, Mr. Reliable, as he likes to say. That play is available almost always to Gronk, no matter how he's walking, because he was walking like that before the game, too.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Oh, Gronkowski, how are you, my friend?
Oh, wow.
It's Gronkowski. It's Gronk. Yeah? Oh, it's not 40% that you're coming back. It is 69%. I let everybody know. It's not 44, 69. Okay.
Don't stop doing that.
That's why he said, okay, Rob, hold on. Okay, 69. Okay, don't everybody know.
Stop doing that.
Say, not 40, 69.
Yeah, we heard you.
Do you believe Baker Mayfield when he says he's blocking out the haters?
I'm sorry, that look on my face is still from my father's previous joke that rattled me a little bit at my core. Baker Mayfield is the cover story written by this woman, ESPN the magazine. He is the most interesting player on the most interesting team. He's got a new kind of personality at a position that can be antiseptic about scrubbing out the personalities. And he's here to tell you, I don't care what anyone thinks. I am here to ignore everyone in the social media age and be a new millennial quarterback that has personality and is willing to make it us against them. I'm here for all of this, but she reported this story. She could tell you more about him than I can.
So Baker Mayfield's entire identity is built around being an underdog. It's how he perceives himself. It's how he wants others to perceive him. And some of that entails letting the hate flow through him. He has admitted in the past that he takes screenshots of negative comments about him. He claps back at reporters or just people online who are mean to him. And he has continued to clap back, which is why I don't really believe him when he says he's blocking it out. But the tone and tenor of those clapbacks has changed a little bit. It's no longer really about him because he's obviously no longer the underdog after breaking the rookie passing touchdown record, but he is clapping back at people who go after his team and his teammates like Odell Beckham Jr. That is how he leads, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
One of the other things that Mina pointed out, and you should go read that story, is that Baker Mayfield is a new kind of quarterback in that he doesn't mind at his age trolling people or organizations. He's not going to respect the same cathedrals that other guys have had to respect. He's going to respect the Browns cathedral and only that.
I don't know what to say. I never read that trash.
Wow.
Like,
ouch, yes. Ow. He doesn't have time for your magazine pieces. Too old for him.
What?
Magazines, publishing.
What a strangely aggressive comment.
Really odd. Really odd. Hostile almost.
Do you buy that Kevin Durant choosing Nets over the Knicks because of their system?
We continue to have echoing laughter at the expense of the Knicks. Did they really lose out on Kevin Durant because their system wasn't the same as Brooklyn's? He chose the stepchild in Brooklyn because the system was different. Here's Sean Marks, who says he never even talked to Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant signed there, saying it was the system that was the reason that Kevin Durant chose there.
He did say, look, I love the system. I love how you guys play. You know, I see how hard you guys play. You were never out of games. You know, we could never take you guys lightly. I mean, that was one of the first things he said. Since signing with us, he has met with all our performance team, and, you know, I could see the look on his face that he was certainly pleased with what we had in front of him.
I think there are a few reasons why Durant ended up going with the Nets. He wanted to be in New York. He wanted to play with Kyrie, and the Knicks nixed themselves out of contention. And yes, I'm sure the system did matter. We know that Kevin Durant likes going to teams with good systems. And that last reason, by the way, is something that makes the NBA very happy. The fact that the two biggest stars in free agency ended up on the teams that were actually trying to win, teams with good cultures and systems that wanted to contending the playoffs, even though everyone knew they weren't going to go all the way. That's an argument against tanking, and that's a win for the NBA.
I want you guys to absorb, though, after about a decade of NBA basketball different than any of the decades before it, how odd it is that Kevin Durant could have spent a decade winning in Golden State. All he had to do was get along with those teammates, and they could have spent all the time hogging all the titles. Instead, he went about as far away geographically as you can, didn't even talk to the GM before doing it, left there the first moment he could leave there, demanded that they get a draft pick back because the relationship is frayed over an injury, and now says he wants this system over the one 20 minutes away with the New York Knicks. It is fascinating that this guy chose this whimsically, this flippantly, decided to just wreck the Warriors, and in doing so gave life to the entire league. I don't know, Mina, though, how that system can be accurately defined right now, because none of us know what a team with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant looks like. I do find interesting, however, how quickly Kyrie Irving went from being, hey, I'm not a number two, I'm a number one. And then it took about 3 months in Boston for him to say, nah, never mind, I'll go be number two again.
I tell you one thing, by the time Durant comes back, you know, to play basketball, Kyrie Irving will have destroyed the system. That's it.
There is
no, no system.
There will be no system. That's right. System you thought you were playing in, Kyrie Irving will not allow it.
Were the Angels wrong to throw at the guy who had already served a suspension?
This is the way that we cover baseball around here. Did chubby guys run in angry from the bullpen to start a fight? We will cover it only then when it makes an appearance. Let's go back 9 days. You got Jake Mariznick here in a collision at home plate. Jonathan Lucroy here gets a concussion, a broken bone in his face. Ugh. And everyone likes Mariznick, and he apologized profusely. He did not intend to do that. That did not stop this from happening last night when they saw him again. He served the suspension, and here they are in a 6-2 game. And this is the way they solve these things in baseball, Mina. And usually, though, they do not solve them that high. They solve them lower on the body. But let's see what happened here. So he's on first, and Pujols starts talking with the Astros dugout because they're not happy how high the ball was thrown. So this is an unwritten rule inside of an unwritten rule. If you break our catcher's face, we will throw at you. And then the other team is mad because the throw was a little too high. They would have accepted it if it had been lower.
This is so stupid. I don't know what to say. We do this every time. Of course it's dumb. Of course it's reckless and dangerous to throw a baseball at another human being's head. And I say this as someone who thought that Mariznick's slide was also reckless and dangerous, and he deserved to be suspended. And I understand why they'd want to strike back. But they need to find an outlet that doesn't potentially result in a concussion or even worse, risking a guy's life. Now, I don't know what that outlet is. Maybe it's something like if striking him out and the entire team celebrating for a few minutes or doing what NBA players do and subtweeting the guy. I don't know, but it can't be this because this is going to result in something terrible someday.
Coming up next on my Soul's TV show.
It's a signature move. I might get tossed.
Yes! Yes!
Wow!
Yes, replay has taken this out of the sport.
Time to play the game that hopes LeBron and D-Way had a happy National Snake Day yesterday. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question them.
It was annual Snake Day yesterday. We missed it.
Do you question if the mini manager of the Kalamazoo Growlers is getting too big for his britches?
Wow, he got Kalamazoo right, but Growlers wrong. I wasn't expecting that. So there's a six-year-old kid who coaches, sort of coaches, for Kalamazoo, and he's a manager, and he's making a decision here on a mound visit.
This is so cute.
Yes.
This is like a... Is this like a regular thing?
It is a regular thing in the minor leagues.
He's wiping their butts.
Yes, he's running off in a bloated sort of Mike Hargrove type of fashion, body type. Let's see what we have here in the recent development.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's still furious.
So out comes Coach Strake. He did not like the last
Too big
call.
For his britches, taking on a questionable call. Does not like it.
Still you know what he's saying? You're not my God. You're not my father. You're not my boss.
How is that umpire younger than he is? How is that possible? Yes! Yes!
Wow!
Yes, replay has taken this out of the sport. Replay has denied us this. This kid has brought it back. It took Kalamazoo. Oh! Oh, yes! Replay has taken all of this out of the game.
Oh,
there goes
one. Oh, regular Lou Piniella, this kid.
That kid is the envy of every other kid at school who's not watching baseball either.
Oh, here comes more bats.
I mean, at a certain point, this has to be insulting to the players, right?
I didn't think the minor league team had a kind of budget for this number of bats. Oh, he still has
it. More.
Yes, there's more.
It's like when cities have a dog mayor.
You must really not be happy. This is the biggest.
I thought he was going to dump some tar on the mound.
No, he's just making a mess now. He's just making a mess.
This is the glory of every kid who's never wanted to clean up his room.
Oh, and they're still just going about their business trying to be. Oh, the hat. Where has he learned all of this?
Old Lou Piniella video. Check him out on YouTube.
You know what he really said to that umpire? You. If I had my way, I'll shouldn't be refereeing or umpiring any game because that's it.
That is what he said. He was lip reading.
Spit on my hand there.
Do you question if the unibrow is already having second thoughts about playing for the Lakers?
My father is going to be very conflicted on this story because on the one hand, he doesn't like LeBron so much. But on the other hand, he really loves tacos. So it's Taco Tuesday here at LeBron's house. And watch Anthony Davis look like one of LeBron's other kids.
How do you guys love my T-shirt? It's Tuesday somewhere. So you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday! Dior, what is it? Bryce, what is it? Savannah, what is it?
Not having it.
It's Taco Tuesday! Why are you so cold? We got new people here for Taco. What is it? Taco Tuesday! You think you're out of it, Ronnie? What is it?
Taco Tuesday!
You know what is the big story from that video?
What's that?
The growing hairline. Oh, man. Look at that. Look at that. There. Yeah, he got more hair now. You know what I mean?
And it was very dad jokey. LeBron's older now, and Anthony Davis is looking around saying, I waived my $4 million trade kicker for Taco Tuesdays.
Do you question if this is something you could see coming?
Okay, this is my favorite part of the show. When we get to the last question, do you question the most questionable of the questions? And it's, could he have seen this coming? What coming?
Oh,
oh man. You know what? That legitimately scared me. What a weird thing. I hope they don't have a Dan cam on me there to play again and again. The fact that I winced as if that ball was coming to me. And my father just did it again. Does that happen to everybody? I think you guys should just play the way we looked again and again in slow motion, the horrified faces. You should freeze them because all of us flinched in the same way, scared. The old man was better than any of us. Of course, he still doesn't know what happened there exactly. He's confused by all of it.
Two people who are very comfortable criticizing athletes on TV every day.
Look at them again. Look at these two people again. Criticizing. Hey, you need to stand in front of that guy and be tough. Look at what these two people do when faced with a video of a It's embarrassing.
Questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that saw Dan's old face on the face app.
Sorry, buddy.
Do your question.
See? Oh, no. You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued. So busy making the old joke that he's got the segment wrong.
At 1:30 a.m. on the Golf Channel, the Open Championship.
He'll be going to the bathroom about that time. We were talking about the Baker Mayfield story that she wrote about a guy coming in and having a bit of a different attitude in his sport. How about Koepka? Can I interest you in some Koepka explaining to you that he doesn't even practice that much?
I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
Dude's a beast. He keeps winning. He doesn't need to practice, and he's charming and fun. Mina, are you intrigued?
No. Before the show, we were talking about this, and he asked if Chichi Rodriguez was playing, and I learned who Chichi Rodriguez was.
That's right.
In that
a reference my father's been making for 8 years around here, even though Chichi stopped playing 30 years ago. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very, very intrigued. But listen, that's the reason I love Chichi. Because Chichi always practiced before every major tournament, you know. He always got his shot right there. Look at Chichi. That's Chichi. He's practicing right there. Right there. He's right there. Chichi, that's it. Look at that shirt. Look at that hat. Look at that shot. You know what I mean? He thought the package.
Yeah, kind of. You could say that, although it's less total than it used to be.
Tonight on ESPN, Dodgers and Phillies.
The Bryce Harper thing is a little bit difficult to watch. He has got to be awfully lonely in that batter's box, making all that money. He's rich, too, making all that money, but starting off his Philadelphia career is a disappointment. So yesterday, he finally gets something done at the end of a game. And a line drive into center. Jansen is not easy to do this off of. That was ruled a double. That's looked like a single and an error. And something that feels good for Bryce Harper. There you go. That hit cost exactly $13 million. Mina, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I am. I actually think this could be a turning point in the season for him. He was much better last year in the second half of the season, though it does mean we'll no longer be able to trash his contract, which would be disappointing.
Just so you know, though, 6 of his 8 years, he's under 900 on the OPS. That's concerning. He's a young player, but 6 of 8 years, under 900 on OPS. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But do you see what he did earlier in the game?
What did he do earlier in the game? Criticize Bryce Harper earlier in the game? Oh, no, that's a home run. That's doing it the way he's supposed to.
Wow. Why are you pointing out something positive?
I thought my father was going to go negative there, and I think the way he delivered it was also that way. I think my father was just surprised that Bryce Harper hit a home run in that game.
I thought he had struck out.
He thought he had struck out. He thought he was throwing into a video of him striking out. That didn't work out so well for my father.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Give him some credit.
That's right.
Streaming on Nat Geo Wild, Out There with Jack Randall.
Bobby, how would you describe Jack Randall to the audience that doesn't know?
I tell you, that guy goes places where nobody wants to go, chasing the animals. And sometimes he comes across some animals which are real mean to him.
That's correct. I don't know why my father said it like that. It was weird, but let's see what we have here from Jack Randall.
That looks like a water python. No, it's not. That's not a python at all. That looks like a slaty gray. Wow, I've never seen a slaty gray that big before. They're normally very aggressive. Actually, this one's okay.
That's as big as they get. I haven't seen one bigger than that.
It's completely non-venomous. It's got lots of teeth in there.
Normally, they are the bitiest thing out here.
It's the snake that I would almost guarantee would probably try and bite me.
But you're not getting bitten.
Do it.
What's going on?
Oh, do you want to go? Maybe.
No, I don't want to go.
You want to go?
No, thank you.
I think it's time to put this guy away. But I think let the snake go back hunting again. But completely wrapped around my hand, so it's going to be quite hard to let.
Ah, there it is. There it is. There's what we knew was coming.
It went straight.
We got our payoff there.
Ow!
There it is. More payoff.
That really hurt. It went so deep into me. Ooh, anyway, I'm going to let this snake go. Here you go.
I'm hoping for the faces, though. I was hoping yesterday's lizard and that were attached to the other guy's face. I would have liked that. Amina, are you intrigued?
You see how that snake bit him? That's what it's going to be like if you ever meet KD.
Oh, wow. That's right, Bobby, because you've been mean to him. Daddy, are you intrigued? Daddy, what happened there? Dad, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very tribulation. And this guy's a rookie when it comes to snakes, you know. He hasn't found a big snake yet, you know what I mean? Mm. Drew Rosenhaus.
That would be a big snake.
Like Ron James. That's a big snake.
Ron James.
Dwayne Wade, you know. I
Wayne
can
Wade.
Go on and on and on and on. Those are big snakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
She is the second best thing about her podcast starring Lenny. Check it out. Mina Kimes.
I am your daddy.
Yeah, that one's going to haunt me for a little while.
I know.
Yeah.